This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on assignment in Egypt. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The rebel stronghold of Benghazi, facing imminent attack by Muammar Gaddafi's forces, celebrated last night when word came that the UN Security Council has authorized military intervention in Libya. With five countries, including Germany and China, abstaining, the Security Council approved not just a no-fly zone over Libya, but any force necessary, short of a ground invasion, to halt Gaddafi's effort to crush his opposition. And now the world waits to see if and when airstrikes will begin there. NPR's David Green is in the Libyan capital, Tripoli, and joins us. And David, let's start with that dramatic vote last night. This idea of a no-fly zone had plenty of skeptics. What changed?
Yeah, things really came together quickly at the end, Renee. There was a sense for days this might never happen. The debate might continue. One of their envoys met this week with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, asking not just for the no-fly zone, but some additional firepower targeting some of Gaddafi's air bases. After being hesitant about a no-fly zone or really any action at all militarily, the United States really switched gears. The Obama administration came around Secretary Clinton on a visit to the region, started making some very personal attacks on Gaddafi yesterday, and all sides said that the support from the Arab League and potentially the willingness for Arab countries to take part in this lent sort of that final needed support to push this thing through. I think countries like Britain, France, the United States did not want this to look like a NATO country getting involved in the Middle East.
And this vote came after midnight, your time there in the capital, Tripoli. Has there been a reaction from the Libyan government?
It's been a crazy night in Tripoli. Just a few hours before the vote, Colonel Gaddafi called into a radio program here. He started making threats against the eastern city of Benghazi, and that's the rebel stronghold in the east. Gaddafi was almost suggesting that he was going to bring this conflict to an end, or at least try to, before the UN did anything. He said, "We will come house to house, room by room. It's over." And he called on Benghazi residents to stay with him and be loyal. He told those who remained defiant that the government would find you in your closets and have no mercy and no pity. Renee, things switched after the vote. Khalid Kaim, who's the Libyan deputy foreign minister, he was dropping the idea of a ceasefire. He said that technicalities would need to be worked out. Didn't go into much detail. We don't know what that means, but that word is now at least on the table. The deputy foreign minister also had harsh reaction to another idea that Western countries have at least dropped to help arm the rebels. The deputy foreign minister said that would be inviting Libyans to kill each other.
Is there any sense of what exactly the targets might be, and is there really time to change the course of the conflict?
You know, there are tanks, there are artillery, there are air defense systems that they could be targeting to try and limit Gaddafi's firepower. Government forces, I mean, they've spent the last week on a rampage eastward. I mean, taking back cities from the rebels. They were approaching Benghazi, the rebel stronghold. And so we're frozen in this moment right now where the Gaddafi government was making enormous progress heading eastward. And, you know, this help, this support for the rebels comes at the last minute. We'll see what difference it makes.
And what about Libyan people waking up to this news?
Well, word did spread fast in Benghazi. I mean, there were fireworks and the celebrations after the vote. And it's really amazing to think of fireworks there today, because just a couple days ago, there were fireworks erupting over the skies in Tripoli when people were celebrating the successes of the government. Here in Tripoli, it's really an eerily calm morning. We spent a lot of time on the streets here yesterday talking to people. People who don't support Gaddafi seem to have kind of gone into a more quiet mode. They'll say things privately but don't want to really talk. People who do support Muammar Gaddafi are absolutely willing to talk, and they seem to be rallying around their leader right now and very angry about the idea of a possible military intervention. We spoke to one gentleman outside his shop, and he said, you know, he likes Americans. He's never really had a trouble with the United States, but if they support airstrikes on his country, America will become his enemy, and may God not let that happen.
That's NPR's David Green. He's in Libya's capital, Tripoli. Thanks very much, David.
Good talking to you, Renee.